And with us now is Eric Farwell from Paradigm Aerobatic Team. And Eric, welcome back.
Glad to be here, my friend. It's always a pleasure to be up here on the announcer stand, getting to see the sights and the crowd already growing out here watching the departures.
It's amazing. On the way in, the traffic already at just after 7 o'clock was backed up almost to the highway. So it's probably going to be a busy day today.
I feel like the EAA is doing something right if we're bringing that many people. That are Oshkosh's, you know, road systems need some modifications,
right.
One of the two.
No, I think we've modified as many roads as we can around here, I think. And, there just seems to be a different buzz and excitement about the show this year. And, we're glad to have you and your team back. Eric and his team fly paramotors. For those who are unfamiliar with that, what exactly is a paramotor?
So a paramotor allows you to have the freedom of flight like nothing else. It actually allows you to run into the sky like you do in your dreams. So it's a 45 to 55 pound backpack with a paraglider above your head. So you run forward, the paraglider inflates with air, and then you genuinely run into the sky. It's incredible. And the thing that people don't realize, and that we try to showcase here at the air shows, which we started our very first air show was actually here in 2016,
right,
is that they're not only safe and demure and you can fly around farmers' fields, but they can also be aerobatic. So as you build your skills and abilities, you know, we can tumble these things at 8 Gs, and it's a pretty exciting experience.
You've been flying at the Fun Fly Zone for the Flight Fest every night.
Yeah, we have. We're actually really excited to do that. We love flying down there. Being by that big red barn is a special thing for me, because growing up, I went to Sun and Fun every year. I was just 40 miles away, but I never got to come to Oshkosh until 6 years ago, and it's like coming home. It's something you read about for years and years and years, and being able to come here and fly here is fantastic. We miss flying on the main flight line. We're begging everyone who's watching, please take some time, go on Facebook, and let EAA know you want to see us back on the main stage.
There you go.
But we love it down there.
And the Fun Fly Zone is that area has increased in its activity level in the past few years. It just used to be ultralights flying after the air show, but it's so much more. What else is all going down?
Well,
down there?
With the advent of the Flying Cowboys and the big tire pilots, these guys showcasing the joy of backcountry flying, something that I've enjoyed my whole life. I love to get out and fly places people don't normally fly. But you've got these great personalities, Kevin Quinn, Corey Robbins, Trent, Palmer. These guys are just great big personalities, and they're flying their sole competitions, and it's so much fun to watch. The crowd goes nuts with every takeoff and landing. We've got the Patriot Parachute Team, Red Bull, and, of course, the 3DRC, which if you do nothing else next year but come and watch the 3DRC, you're seeing the next legends of aviation, these young kids, 16, 17, 19 years old, that are just incredible pilots. It's pretty staggering to watch. It really is.
And, of course, your team is in the middle of it.
We are, yeah. So we get to fly. This year we brought 4 pilots. Last year we brought 7. And we get the opportunity to actually take off in front of the crowd. And down there we're flying a non-aerobatic demo. So it's a little more demure, but we get lots of close. It's actually a little more fun in some ways, because when we fly formation, we don't just fly formation in proximity. We actually touch each other. So my feet are locked onto the wing of the pilot in front of me. I'm riding his wing down the runway.
Wow.
Wingtips are being hit. It's all part of the show.
That's amazing. What was your introduction into aviation?
I actually was born 100 yards from a runway to a family that my grandfather was a World War II fighter pilot. My uncle flew for United. My grandmother was an Eastern Airlines stewardess, but turned pilot. My mom was a pilot when she turned 16. My cousins all flew. So I was stuck with it. I was pretty much forced. And today I have an RV6 and a Cessna 120. And I fly fixed wing at least as much as I fly my paramotor, which is almost every day.
And how did you transition into paramotors?
Well, I did that thing that everyone says you shouldn't do if you fly, and that's have children.
Okay.
We found out we were pregnant with our first, and I was flying every day. I had an internet business, and I would fly to a random airport that had a restaurant, pull out my laptop, work on my laptop, watch airplanes fly. And I realized that this is pretty expensive when you get surprised with a child. So his birthday is actually Monday, and I've missed the last 6 of his birthdays. He's 8 years old because
okay.
of Oshkosh.
Okay.
So I'm going to make his birthday for once.
Good.
But I thought, let me see if I could find a different way to get in the sky that would be a little more affordable. And at $8 an hour, no annuals, no hangar rent, no need to use an airport, paramotors are pretty much the ticket.
Great. And from there, where did the inspiration for the team come from?
Well, that's just because I've been stuck with the airshow family since I was 14 years old. I came here to Oshkosh the first time. I've been flying paramotors for a couple of years, and I saw how close the show line was and how you feel like you're a part of the show. You don't feel like you're separated by fences and all these things. You're a part of the show. And I said, this is the spot. And so I started formulating the idea for a show that would be a mirrored show. So everything we do is designed to be one side and the other. both doing the exact same thing. Because we were actually really scared our first year. We said, listen, there's a lot of, you know, genteel pilots here, older guys and gals who they might see a guy tumbling and think he's dying.
Right.
So let's make it so that there's two of them doing it, so that at least they know it's not an accident. You know? Right. So it worked out. We had Dennis Dunbar stepped up big time and helped us with the Milwaukee FISDO. I can't say enough great things about this local FISDO for allowing unlicensed pilots without ACE cards to do something that's never been seen before. And that they, obviously we worked really hard to make it safe. We had huge training camps. We had a massive pilot selection. And we were just blessed to have great, great pilots.
Right. That's a good point. It's not just random bunch of guys got together and said, oh, let's go do this.
Right.
I mean, you went through the sequence, procedures, all of those, checked all the boxes, as it were, to make sure that it was safe and you had it briefed and everything was good before you ever brought it to the FISDO and
absolutely.
Dennis, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we found is you know, every one of these air show acts out here, we work so hard to keep the crowd safe. We work so hard to ensure that everything's being done properly. And we're not a military team, but we like to say that we're the world's slowest jet team. So we work as hard as the jet teams at trying to make sure that everything's as precise as possible.
We're talking with Eric Farwell from the Paradigm Aerobatic Team, and they've been performing at the Fun Fly Zone in the Ultralight area throughout the week. Are you guys coming back next year?
We hope so. This is our first year we've not been on the main stage, so we're hoping to come back to the main stage with a boom. We've got a whole lot of new stuff we've been working on. We've got new lights, fireworks, new smoke, lots of cool stuff going on. So Lord willing, the creek don't rise, next year we'll be able to come back and showcase for the whole world to see.
Good. How do you select your pilots?
So we actually... It's a very small group of pilots that fly these in the U.S. When I started my company, Aviator Paramotor, which is a flight school teaching people how to fly paramotors, there were about 1,200 active pilots in the U.S. Now there's around 5,000. And all the pilots that are on our team are all people that are, A, at the top of their game, phenomenal pilots, people who are sharp, they're flying every opportunity they can. But B, we wanted pilots that weren't just great pilots, we wanted the people that were really good people. People who could go out, and we when we travel and we do shows, like our next show is in Lake Company County, Pennsylvania, we're going to visit several schools to do STEM visits and explain how aeronautical things work, and we get to showcase. We want young pilots that are eager and energetic and want to share. So we have just the best people possible. Three of the pilots that are here are all brothers, which is really cool.
Wow. And how does one learn how to do aerobatics? I mean, is there training for this? Is there a book?
There is. So what I like to tell my students is a lot of pilots, when they get started in paramotors, have no interest in aerobatics. It's not their initial, I want to go fly, you know, upside down. But the reality is, as your skills progress, most of what we do are either turns or stalls.
Okay.
Right? So we begin by building our turns and making them bigger and bigger. You can take a course called an SIV course, which is where you go up and it's called Simulated Incident in Flight. And they go up and they purposely make the paraglider do weird, crazy things, and you learn how to react to them. So it's a very staged, progressive thing, and to do it safely, it's crucial that you have great instruction.
Great. So similar to fixed wing and doing upset instruction,
absolutely,
sort of thing.
Yep, except the wing disappears, which is kind of weird. But we have reserve parachutes, and that's one of the beauties. We said the very first time we came here in 2016, we said, listen, in one of our very first briefings, we said, listen, if you guys have to throw your reserve, awesome.
Yeah.
Because it showcases another element of the sport that's incredible. We don't have to buy a series. We all have a reserve parachute. You know, it's fantastic. And so we've never had to throw a reserve in a show. We've only ever had to call for weather twice. We fly in winds generally for fun under 10 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. We flew at Sudden Fun this year in over 20-mile-an-hour winds. It's a little more work, but we had a great time.
Good. Now, you mentioned the flight school. That has taken off as well, literally.
It has. So we have five alliance locations, and we have we're about to open our second primary location in Florida. We teach around 600 pilots per year, and it's what I believe is the fastest growing segment of aviation, at least percentage wise.
Right.
So you're learning to fly for $3,500, and you're getting to purchase equipment for less than the price of a motorcycle and fly it for $8 an hour thereafter.
What's the training sequence like? How long does it take? How many hours?
8 to 15 days.
Okay.
Full days. You have about 30 hours of ground school. Our school is built on three principles, or three pillars. So we actually teach the glider control. We teach simulator time and towing. So we actually get you in the air with the towing machine. And then the rest of it is the ground school portion. So we break everything up. Your first day you arrive, you get a tandem flight with my dad. My dad's 72 years old, never been a pilot in his life. He married into an aviation family, and I taught him to fly 5 years ago. He's logged over 1,000 hours.
Cool.
And he loves it. So he does the tandem flights in the morning, and then we just dive right in. It's a lot of work. I've been flying my whole life, like I said. this is by far the most challenging format of aviation, mentally and physically. I lost 20 pounds, but it's worth it. It's 100% worth it. Is that you're fulfilling a dream. It really is.
So with the training, you mentioned something about a simulator. Is that computer based or?
No, it's practical. So practical? We're about to release, and I'll reveal this to the whole crowd, that we're about to release the first ever fully anamorphic 3D simulator where you sit down and you feel like you're in it. You've got the goggles and everything else. So it'll be virtual reality in a sense, but we have several different variants of simulators. One where you sit in what looks like a swing set and you go through your flight characteristics. Another where it's on, looks like a zip line and you run into the sky just like you practice. So we're constantly developing new and better things. In fact, our new school director, Chris, his last job was working for this small company you might have heard of called SpaceX as a launch director. So we bring all sorts. It's a really incredible incredible group of people that work with us.
If someone is interested in taking the flight training or finding out more about paramotors, where do they go?
Well, they can find us today in booth 945 down in the ultralight area, or they can find us at Aviator, A-V-I-A-T-O-R-P-P-G, papapapagolf.com, aviatorppg.com.
All right. And where's the school located, your main school?
Our main school is in Florida, Central Florida. We're about 40 miles east of Sun and Fun, about an hour south of Orlando. If you've got kids, we're 15 minutes from Legoland.
Right. Awesome. And you guys, I hope we see you out here on the main flight line next year. And until then, continue doing what you're doing and having fun. And I know you're enjoying it because you're always having a smile on your face.
I can't stop smiling. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Always
Eric Farwell from Paradigm Aerobatic Team. And you're listening to From the Stand on EIA Radio.